This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Pull out a dub. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke home. You say
if you ain't got no money, take your broke home.
For the two of us,
plus I gotta keep enough lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Leach will get jealous. $500,000 for the stove, taking trips from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your
broke
home.
Welcome to FUBAR Radio. I'm Lizzie Cundy.
No, I'm Stephen Lang. You're causing a bit of a scene just now.
Sorry. I know. I need to have the right position.
Oh, we all do,
we're
babe.
Still struggling. Anyway, lovely to see you, Stephen.
Lovely to see you too. Welcome to Access All Areas.
Yes. Everyone. Welcome, everybody. We've got a hell of a show.
We do. We've got a nice little chat after last week's carnage.
That was carnage, actually. I don't want to see any of them ever again. Is that me? Sorry. Apart from Ben, can I say, breaking news.
Go on.
Congratulations, Ben Jardine. He is a father.
Oh, is he?
Had a little baby girl. I don't know if he wants me to announce it, but I just have.
Oh.
Just send me a WhatsApp
with
message.
With who?
Well, that's a good question. Not the one he married in the show. Not the one he went out with after. It's the other one.
Right. Busy boy.
Little baby girl.
Well, that's good. Do we know her name?
Yeah, okay. It just takes me out. Okay, bear with me, folks. So Ben Jardine, the most fertile man in Great Britain as we speak, has had a little baby girl.
Well, you and him had a little kiss last week.
No, we did not. Don't be so stupid. What is this about?
This is actually true. Right in front of me, right there.
On the lips.
Someone took a picture.
Oh, we won't kiss. You give me a peck on the cheek. That's not like a proper kiss in my books. Sienna Grace, £7.12.
Oh. That's very sweet.
How sweet. Was born at midday today.
Oh. Did he message you then?
Yeah.
Was he one of the first people he messaged?
He did, yeah. Look. He sent me a little picture.
Oh, that's cute.
Anyway. There you go.
How
nice
adorable.
News. Yeah, here first.
Here, exactly. But breaking news. Other breaking news. Brexit is a complete shambles.
Oh, please. Woo! Can I just say, can we scrap it? Because nobody voted for whatever she's produced.
Mm.
Even
shit.
Look, they're going mad outside about it. They're hooting their horns.
I was actually, you know, there's
you were upset about it anyway.
What about Brexit?
Well, you're
well,
upset
obviously.
About Brexit.
But you know, they're doing a big protest down in Parliament Square right now. People's vote protest.
Oh, people that voted.
No, people's vote. It's for a second vote.
Oh no, that's never going to happen because then they don't like that vote. Then it's going to happen again. It won't happen. That won't happen, Stephen. Sorry. Please.
Did you see that all the ministers have resigned and blah, blah, blah? Because I know we've had this discussion many times.
We have.
You were quite pro-Brexit back in
the
day.
Well, it was at the beginning. It sounded like quite good. I didn't want us to have to go through how many countries if we want to make a decision. I thought, yeah, we'd get a quick answer quick. Better for us. Okay.
Load of shit.
Load of rubbish. I was lied to and on that bus.
Well, Boris, your friend Nigel...
Nigel deserted it. He ran off as soon as it all happened.
They all did.
Boris. Where's Cameron? It's David Cameron's fault. He started all this.
He says he's not going to talk about it, didn't he?
Oh, well, it's tough titty. We're talking about it. No, but to be fair, it isn't great. I think Theresa May is going, and I put a bet on actually today for her.
Did you?
Yeah.
What are you thinking off when with she'll
her head.
Get... when are you thinking she'll be gone by?
I think probably by tomorrow. Bit of luck.
You were such a big supporter of hers.
I was never a big supporter of hers,
okay, all right.
But I actually don't like Corbyn. I hated the fact he never cut his bush and he'd walk past it, always get caught in his beard.
Oh, it's rosebush
it
outside
me.
His house.
It's a scruffy man. And he annoys me. He's disrespectful. He wanted Brexit, let me tell you.
Well, yeah, he's an old school socialist. I'm not a Corbynite.
What are you?
You accuse me of this all the
SDP.
Time.
SDP. Do you remember SDP?
My no, it was before my time.
Is it Michael Owen? Was it my mum loved Paddy Pantstown?
Oh.
My mum's a liberal.
Paddy Ashdown.
Yeah, but we called him Paddy Pantstown because he always had affairs. But anyway, those were the days.
Well, now we've just got Theresa May bleating on.
Oh,
I know we're supposed to be talking about celebrities, but
sorry.
It really does get on my tits, I have to be honest.
And I even don't like her trying to pretend to be funny with her dancing. It's irritating. You're not cool. Forget it.
Oh, God. We're okay? Really going for her this evening.
Well, yeah, but because we've got to get some... It's our country. I love my country. I want to sing for Eurovision. That's happening, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I'm singing for Eurovision.
Well, you're not, are you?
Well, I've applied. I did.
I can't imagine you filling out some form and sending in a.
I did Wag the Musical. Got full out. Sorry, Cows Musical lasted for
5-star in the Gay Times. Yeah, I know.
4 out of 5 in the Gay Times.
4 out of 5, not 5.
No, 4 out of 5. Yes, correct. That's good in the Gay Times. I was
so
chuffed.
How long ago was this?
A few years ago. A couple of years ago. I still can sing.
I'm not saying you can't sing, but you're not representing Britain at Eurovision. I'm sorry, but you're not.
We'll see. Anyway, moving on. We've got great guests.
We do. We have the founder and CEO of Outland Denim, James Bartle, who has recently, very impressively, been dressing Meghan Markle on her tour in Australia.
How true is that? Is that real?
Yeah.
Did he leave the tag in the dress?
Oh, no. As in, he designed the jeans that she was wearing.
Oh, really?
Not a personal stylist, is
okay.
He? Pay more attention to your notes.
I will ask him about that.
No, well, there's plenty to ask.
Hold on, who gave the last interview she ever gave before she met Harry?
Did they say that interview you gave, was that the same time she met Harry when she was
she
over here?
She met him after that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, see?
You've got so many connections, Cupid. With you. I'm always so impressed. And then we also have Laura Crane, who's been on the show before from Love Island.
Love Island.
But, she has obviously had a bit of bad luck. She had sepsis, which, I mean it really doesn't get much worse than that, does it?
Well, no, it's life-threatening, terrible.
Yeah,
horrific.
Terrible. So we saw her downstairs in the bar. She seemed all right, didn't she? She seemed very...
She was okay. But
very
she's had, you know, she's had a really tough time. So that would be interesting to hear about that. And actually, a friend of mine got sepsis. It's really very frightening.
And Fern Britton suffered with that, didn't she, a couple of years ago?
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. She was also. It's a terrifying disease. You can die from it quickly. So, and lots of questions to ask Laura about that.
Can I say I'm very worried because I keep getting things about Honey G. Honey, if you're listening, are you okay? Sorry, folks, to bring this, but there's so many. There's another website come up now saying that she's been in a rap feud, and she's no longer with us. She hasn't answered me back.
Exact as Honey G.
Yeah,
is not dead.
Promise?
Lizzie, I promise that she's not dead. Do you think that it wouldn't... I know Brexit's all over the thing today, but if she'd really been killed in a rap battle, or whatever it was you said...
Yeah, a rap feud.
A rap feud. Do you not think that someone would have... It would have been on social media?
Our producers get Honey G on the phone, please?
You're making... This is a made-up story.
No, I'm worried. She's not answering me. She answers me in seconds. She's one of those that answers straight
she's
back.
She's got a full-time job now as an estate agent.
Oh, you've been reading one of those made-up websites.
She was pictured opening the door. Oh, my God. Right, Lizzie, you are the worst. Genuinely the worst.
I'm actually worried. My friends just put, no, it's true, with tears and prayer.
That's not... You're making this up.
Look, do you want to look? Look. That's made up. She put, I don't think so. This is worrying times.
Honey G is not dead. If she is dead, I'm sorry.
I'm getting Honey G on the phone because I'm concerned for her welfare.
Can I just say? I know you're a friend of Simon Cowell's, aren't you? Right. I guess you've been watching The X Factor.
Of course.
What do you make of the 3.7 million viewing figures? The lowest they've ever had.
Well, yeah. Obviously, that's not great.
You could say that again.
Oh, Shirley Valentine got that one.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. listen, I think they need to shake it up and change it, and that's what he said he's going to do. He did a wonderful, honest interview with Dan Wotton and the Sun, and he was very honest, and I think that changes are going to happen. They're going to shake it up. I'm.
How can they shake it up again? They say this every year.
Well, they're going to look at it. They're going to, you know, I think, do you know what I think they should do? Bring back the celebrity X Factor, when the celebrities came on and sung.
Is this what you're talking about when you're saying you're doing Eurovision? Are you doing Celebrity X Factor?
But wouldn't that be a good idea?
Can you answer my question?
I'm not answering anything. Do you remember when James Hewitt did it and Rebecca Luce and then Sharon Osbourne?
Gillian McKeith.
Oh, I mean, it was hilarious. I mean, that would get you top Christmas view. Yeah, because I can sing and I'm a performer. I went to stage school.
Are you saying you might win Celebrity X Factor?
Without a shadow.
So you're doing it?
No. I'm just saying it's a great idea to do that show again. That would bring the rating. Would you not watch that at Christmas?
What, watch You Do X Factor? Yes. Of course I bloody would.
There you go.
I would be laughing my knickers off watching the television.
I want to be the J-Lo of Great Britain. I need to work on the behind, but try and do that dance. I love it. Come on. It's going to happen.
J-Lo.
J-Lo on a budget. Okay.
I'm intrigued. I want to know more.
Well, there's loads happening, I tell you. I don't know where to begin. My week's been such a crazy week.
Well, actually, you were out partying with Katie Price last night, weren't you?
Yes, well, you could say that. I don't think she'll remember, actually, this morning. But yeah, it was my old friend Phil Turner, who was in DIY SOS. Do you remember the show?
I do.
And his partner Gary Cockrell is a world famous makeup artist.
Oh, makeup artist. Obviously, it was hairdresser.
He sort of started off with Katie Price. He's done Eva Longoria, loads of names. And they all seemed to be there last night.
So it was his birthday party, wasn't
it? It was his birthday.
Gary.
But he had all performers non-stop. You would have loved it, from drag acts, singing, Queen.
Invite me next time.
Wonderful. You'd have loved it.
Oh, where was my invite? Lost in the post.
Oh, darling, sorry. You have to know him. His birthday.
Your Neil Plaston was Joe Wood, right?
Joe was my buddy that night. Very funny. She made me laugh so much. Good. And she had a son with her. It's a family affair. She had a son with her.
Oh, cute.
Them all.
But what was Katie like? Because I saw pictures. She didn't look too... And I was just seen on... Where is it? The Mail?
Looking too fresh. Yeah, I mean, look, I'll be honest. I didn't... I saw she was in... Looked like she'd had a few... drinks, shall we say, maybe.
She's supposed to have just come out of rehab.
Right. I don't know. I didn't actually go up to talk to her because she didn't, you know. I spoke to Chris, her, I don't know, he's a boyfriend, on and off, chappy. So he came over.
We should get him on the phone.
Yeah, I'll give him a ring, actually. Yeah. I might text him. He likes to talk about his gym.
We can talk to him about his gym.
Talk to him about muscles.
That's fine. I can talk to him about
muscles. But he's a very nice guy, actually. But no, I'm worried about Kate. I don't like to see anyone... I don't think she's very happy and she's not in a great place. And I went home last night thinking, I'm a bit worried about you.
Well, we'll have to wait and see then,
I guess. I don't like to see anyone in a bad place.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
You know, it could happen to any of us, couldn't it?
Certainly could.
And she's our mother's not good. She's had a lot of stuff going on at the moment. But, you know, she hopefully got home okay. I don't know. Have anyone...
Fingers crossed, eh?
Yes. But no, it was a great party.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Fantastic.
Shall we play a little song?
Can it be one I...
Oh, you say this every...
I'm not having any more of that dancing on the... What's it?
Dancing on the what? Dancing on the what's it?
Ceiling. No, you like... What's it? Murder on the Dance Floor.
I played it once.
Oh, every
time. I played it once, Lizzie. Once in 2.5 years.
Give me what I want. Calvin Harris.
I'm going to play a bit of Ariana Grande.
Okay, I don't mind that.
Fine, that'll do.
Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married, and for Pete I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, cause he was an angel. One taught me love, me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing. I've loved and I've lost, but that's not what I see. So look what I got, look what you taught me. Yeah, for that I say thank you. Next, thank you. Next, thank you. Next, I'm so fucking grateful for my ex. Thank you.
She came into the show and she was like, yeah, she's playing this young thing. And all the girls like, yeah, she's buff. Like,
Catfish twice.
Literally within 2 days. And then the Alex thing happened 2 days later. And I thought, they've just bought me the show to just.
That's just because Dan loves to church girls, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's why.
Every Wednesday, Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville. From 4 p.m. 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Just like in the movies, it starts to rain and we, we're the broken beauties, blindfolded minds collide and we fall. When the curtain drops, our touch is just a touch. Now like in the movies, our story.
Gossip's already kicking off.
I love that track, by the way. Yeah, I'm already talking when I shouldn't be talking.
That little laugh you can hear in the background there was the very lovely, the very gorgeous Laura Crane. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Laura, how are you? I mean, my Twitter's going mad because I don't know if everyone knows, but you got sepsis.
I did. It was honestly, it was horrible. It was, yeah, it was really horrendous. It just came on so quickly as well. And I'm like the person that's like, I'm never ill. Like, I'll always kind of like shut it off and like pretend that I'm fine. But this was definitely one that you can't really just hide from.
Because how, can I ask what, from the
how
beginning?
How do you know? Yeah,
how
like
do you know?
What happened?
That's actually like, I didn't know. I'd actually never ever heard of sepsis before until I had it.
So it's blood poisoning for people that don't know, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So I basically, my mum was coming up to London and we were meant to go shopping for the day, and she basically said, she called and she was like, oh, I'm almost here. And I was like, Mum, I think you're going to have to come and pick me up and take me straight to hostel. And for me to say that is that was kind of like a shock to her because I
never admit
to being ill.
Right.
So that was, I think, a bit
scary
for her.
What were you feeling like?
I was like really, really hot, like crazy, crazy temperature. And my heart rate literally felt like it was going to like come through my T-shirt.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was I just didn't think that it was...
Did it come on that quick?
It was kind of overnight. I thought that I had really bad period pains. And then within like 24 hours, all of a sudden I had this crazy sky high temperature, mad heart rate. And then, yeah, I went straight to A&E. And after that, I was in there for like 11 days. But I think the first moment was that when they said to me that I was septic and I didn't really know what that meant. I was like, I just want to get out of here. I just don't want to be in hospital.
Right, yeah.
And then when they were like, oh, you have sepsis. And I still didn't know what that was. Even probably till like day four of being in there, I actually didn't really... Well, I didn't want to research because I didn't really want to know.
Yeah, fair enough.
Had you heard about sepsis?
No, I hadn't. And that's I think that was for me, it was something that was so scary, was that there seemed to just not be any like real like knowledge of it, especially in like my age group or like my kind of friends.
It's not something that happens very often, so yeah. it's a rare thing to...
So yeah, I've obviously found out a little bit about it since then.
I mean, were you in hospital thinking, I'm not going to make it through?
No, I think for me, the reason that I maybe got better quite so quickly was that I never had a doubt in my mind that I wasn't going to walk out of there the same Laura that I walked in there. Purely because I actually don't think I knew how ill I really was.
So that was actually probably a good thing that you didn't know, like ignorance is bliss kind of thing.
Yeah, I had, and because it got to a point where I was just so over being in hospital because I just, sitting down for me is just, I really struggle with it.
Because you're an action girl, you're
So every day would go by and I was like, how am I going to sit in here for another 24 hours? It was just getting harder and harder, like mentally for me. So that was probably my biggest struggle, was actually just being in hospital rather than, like, the pain was obviously horrible and just feeling really up and down. And, yeah, it was a bit scary for sure because...
Yeah, I was going to say, were you scared?
Felt like you didn't have any control. Like, one minute you'd be absolutely fine, the next minute your heart rate would go up again or you'd have a mad temperature spike. So, yeah, it was definitely... There was definitely scary times when I was just like, how is my body doing this?
Yeah.
So, essentially, your mum saved your life.
Well, yeah, she'll be so thrilled. There was a headline that came out and it was like, Laura Crane's mum saves life. And I sent it to her and she was like, well, it's a bit extreme, isn't it? I was like, well, to be fair, if my mum hadn't come up to London that day and she messaged me and she said, something's a bit weird with you, like, not really replying to my messages like very quickly as you usually do. So she was like, I'm coming up, we're going to have a like girls' day, go shopping. So she could like sent something. Because I'd actually been like not feeling great that whole week.
I mean, do you think you would have taken yourself to hospital? No,
absolutely not. I would have
just tried to sleep it off.
I would have just been in
really?
Bed.
Yeah. Just taken painkillers.
Which they said because of how high my heart rate was and how high my temperature was, it would have like that day was like important that I went to hospital that day.
Wow.
Yeah. So good old mum. Yeah. Always there when you need
always good to have your mum around.
We love
so
mum.
So you were in for 11 days, you said.
Yeah.
Well, what happened in that time?
So when I first arrived in there, they had to kind of. They had to source where the infection started. So at the first they thought it was...
Oh, yeah, so does it start in like an open bit of skin or something?
No, it can be... So they first thought that mine was a UTI because I had, like, what I thought was period pains. So they started instantly, just put me on IV antibiotics. And then my blood infection levels kept getting worse rather than getting better, which obviously being on an antibiotics, you'd think they'd start to improve.
Yeah.
For the first 3 days, I actually started to get worse than better because they thought it was a UTI. So they, treated it with one kind of antibiotics. Then they thought it was my kidneys. So they treated it with that kind of an antibiotic to treat that. But neither of it was working, so then they had to like keep looking for, and that was when I was getting like a bit upset and like scared, was because I was like, how are they not finding it? Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to not get angry with, you know, the NHS doctors, honestly incredible, like the jobs that they do, the hours that they work is just amazing, like what they do. But it was so hard just to not be like, how are you not finding it? Like, please, like, I just want to get better, I want to be out of here. Then they finally found out that it was actually a cyst that got infected in like around my ovaries, so had to then have that drained and change antibiotics. And then at that point I started to feel better. So
was it that quick though, once they'd done
it? It literally was like that afternoon. I had it drained in the morning and then by the afternoon I just started to feel miles better.
That's so odd, isn't it?
It's crazy.
I mean, how quick it came on though. And then if you hadn't acted quick,
but also how quickly the like cyst that I had grew, because it's such a common thing, like loads of women have like cysts on their ovaries. It's like a really and not really anything to be like massively worried about, but Yeah, if they get infected, then it's not ideal, I can assure you.
Yeah, I bet. So you became a bit better, and then they let you go? What happens after that?
Yeah, well, so because I kept having these crazy kind of like temperature spikes throughout, they had to wait until I'd been 24 hours without one of those, and then they could put me on oral antibiotics, and then I could leave. But I'm still on the antibiotics now. Right. I literally am like a walking chemist. Like, my backpack will be like...
And how many days is that since? I mean, how long?
Last Friday I came out of hospital.
Wow. God, so it's not... And you look completely fine to me. You know,
that's something... You know what's so crazy? Is when I was in hospital, people would be like, oh, you don't even look ill. Like, you look fine. I'm like, you guys don't know what I usually look like. I don't usually look like this, I swear. And I was like, getting like upset that people thought that's what I look like.
Yeah, but you do look amazing considering what you've been through.
Yeah.
And can I ask, has anyone, a certain someone from Love Island been in touch regarding, have you had flowers or did anyone come and visit with grapes?
Are we talking about Jack?
Are we talking Jack?
Okay. No, actually, he was amazing. He did. He came and visited me when I was in there, and he was amazing through the whole thing. Because I've just moved to London. So he was like making sure that I was like good, and because we remained really good friends like the whole way after it, like we'd never had any like bad blood. So yeah, we're always there for each other.
That's so sweet. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, really good.
Good. Oh, I'm so glad you're okay. Thank heavens you're here.
I know.
But the good thing about you being in your position is you can now be able to shine a light on these kind of things, right? Mm-hmm. Like I remember I was saying earlier, Presenter Fern Britain had it a couple of years ago, and now she works for a sepsis.
Yeah,
I think
it's super
a trust
important.
Or something. Like, yeah, like you can at least show people that you need to be aware of these things.
And that's
right?
The thing is, like, I've been super lucky to have not had any lasting damage or.
Well, so that can happen, right? So because I remember Fern saying that she now is like exceptionally tired all the time. And
I don't know whether it's just because I've just had so much time in hospital and like missed a lot of sleep, obviously being in there. But I'm the same. By like 9 o'clock, I literally am out.
Oh my goodness!
I got home yesterday, and my housemates were like, "Are you going to bed now?" And I was like, "Well,
I just don't feel great." Yeah.
Well, your body will take
some
time to recover.
It's a massive thing that you've been through.
And all the antibiotics too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly. And you're still on antibiotics. So now after. Because obviously you're doing another charity, which is close to my heart.
Yeah.
The Lady Garden campaign.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
No, I'm really excited. I actually, I met with them, like, obviously before I got ill. and it was just something that I really wanted to get involved with. I think that it's something that needs a lot more light shed on it. And the girls from the charity are amazing. And what they're doing is
Tamara
really, really
Bexworth,
cool.
Tamara Bexworth, isn't it? Cara Delevingne's involved. It's got great
So explain exactly what it is for those that don't know.
The charity?
Yeah, no, and what you'll be doing.
Oh, so I'm hosting the Lady Garden Rumble, which is going to be a charity boxing evening where you can kind of bet on the fighters and all losses of the bets go to the charity, which is amazing because there needs to be more knowledge put on these things because I think there is definitely one of the like kind of research cancers that definitely gets like put on the back burner.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, what do you hope for the future then? Because you've been through all this and you're just back on your feet and we're so happy you're well and here. What are you wanting to do more of the TV side? Is there more, maybe other shows like Love Island or?
I think the dating shows I'm gonna leave for now. That's been done for a bit. However, I'm doing my own YouTube channel, so I'm launching that in January, which I'm really excited about.
Ooh,
it's gonna
great.
Be like a mix of mental health and sports and how they're both kind of help each other. So that's really exciting. I'm really excited to launch that.
I have to say, you know, I've been doing the Couch to 5K app. Like trying to learn how to run, and I do feel my head's much clearer.
I did a half marathon, and I did honestly. It's the hardest thing is like knowing how far you've gone with those things. Like once you're like, oh, I've done like 5K, and then like the next week you'll be like, oh, I can do 10K.
Well, I've actually
and you keep going and going.
My boss
going.
Is signing me up for a 10K in February.
No way.
but you feel
but
so
does,
good after.
It does. You feel
is it
really
good for your?
Right?
Yeah, like, it's not good for your knees, though. That's
true.
I say.
I have heard that.
On
but
that,
the minute,
on the pavement,
all right.
It depends how much you do it.
I did a 10K.
And they tell you not to bounce. Like,
yeah,
try not to be
I'm a very bouncy runner. I'm like a horse. I'm really bouncy, and I'm doing it all wrong. On my poor knees.
Gotta get the foot rolls. My dad always saying me like, "You gotta roll your feet."
learn the lesson.
It's true. That is really true. But what about the love life, Laura? Got to ask you: is there anyone special?
There's
in
not
your life?
At the moment. I feel like I've been so busy, like coming out of this and then doing all of these like new things that I just I just don't really have time for that at the moment. And also, like, the hospital thing, there's just been, like, a lot of other things going on.
Yeah, you don't feel too attractive with, like, all the tubes out of you.
Yeah, I just feel like, I can't right now.
And was Jack quite sweet when he came in to see you? You weren't like, oh, no, don't look at me, I look rough.
Oh, he just seen me, wait, live with me in Love Island for, like, 2 weeks.
That's the point.
he was really good.
That's sweet he came to visit you. I'm really pleased. What a good boy.
Very good.
Yes.
So how much longer will you be on the antibiotics, you know?
I've got 3 days and counting.
Oh, okay.
And then are you allowed to have a drink?
No, do you know what? I'm actually, like, I'm scared of, like, drinking and, like, putting anything bad in my body now. It's really, really bad.
I can imagine. I can totally imagine, because you've had something really traumatic happen to you. Why would you want to do anything that won't make you feel your best?
Like, the thought of a hangover, I just don't want to feel bad again. So the thought of a hangover is so scary. No, but I'm sure it'll come back round. It won't take me long.
I've got a big one of those today.
Big night for you last
night. Yeah, it was a big night.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, guys.
When is this? When is the Lady Garden
Rumble? It's on Saturday night.
Oh,
you can
Saturday
buy tickets
night.
Still. Should. Everyone should buy tickets.
It is a
fun
great
night
cause.
Too.
It really is a great cause.
It's my birthday party on Saturday night. But
oh, it's your birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Link it in.
On Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, it's next Wednesday. You're at Winter Wonderland.
Maybe, if I can get a ticket.
Oh, go.
Yeah, honestly.
I walked, it was in Hyde Park there and I was seeing it be put up.
Oh, yeah.
We all got so excited.
I'm sure you'll be able to get it easier than I can.
I didn't because of the traffic. I was trying to get through there. Oh, my God, when that thing's on. You can't get through. Anyway, but Laura, I'm so glad you're looking so much better and you're well.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you, Jack, if you're listening, for visiting. Lovely, Laura. Good boy. Very pleased with you. Well, lots of love and health, and I can't wait to see your next project.
Thank you very much.
Come in
guys.
And tell us at Fubar.
Yeah,
I'll be here. I'll be back. I love coming here.
Oh, I know. We love you.
Thank you. All right, cool. Nice to speak to you, Laura. Thanks.
You too.
Maya. Sheik. Gaga.
I want your love. I want your love. Baby, can't you see when you look at me? I can't kick this feeling when it hits. Oh, all alone. In my bed at night, I grab my pillow and squeeze it tight. I think of you and I dream of you all of the time. What am I gonna do?
love. I want my love.
No, play it.
You know I want your love. I know I need your love.
Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Chris.
I mean, as long as it's not Sophie Ellis Bextor, you love it. You love it all.
That was a good track.
Why don't you like Sophie Ellis Bextor?
I do actually. She went to my school.
Oh, yeah, she told me that before.
Yeah,
you know,
from
Teddington. Next year, Kylie and Sophie are doing a gig together in Oxfordshire.
You want to go?
It's my dream. My dream night.
We'll sort it.
Well,
and
better.
My husband loves me. Ginger.
Richard. Lovely.
He's
man.
A ginger.
He's a ginger.
Been out with a ginger? Your beard's looking rather ginger tonight.
I'm getting it all trimmed down for my birthday party on Saturday. I bought a new jacket. Ooh. I went to Coz. I've splashed out.
Oh, I say.
Thank God I've got a credit card. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh. Baby, you need a man.
I do. Maybe I'll find one there. It's at a gay bar. So me, my friend Sam, my friend Amy, we're all having a joint birthday party
on
Saturday.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
You're welcome to come. It's in Stratford in East London. There's no way in a million years you'll make it there.
Stratford-upon-Avon.
Did you watch Strictly last weekend?
Of course. My best friend's in it.
What did you think of it? Because Well, firstly, I'm sad that Dr. Rand is gone.
I love Dr. Rand.
But secondly, I was really enjoying watching the drama with Danny John-Jules and his partner.
He had to go. I cannot bear him. He is the most arrogant, looks down on everyone. Oh, can't bear him. Sorry.
And he's Danny, basically only known for being the cat, isn't he?
He was rude about my friend Bruno, rude about my friend Craig. Sorry, you can't slate the judges and then expect them to be nice to you.
No, you can't, to be fair. But
and
then
his Twitter response, that was odd.
And he also didn't turn up to do It Takes Two, which I thought was kind of telling.
So what do you think of that?
I was a bit... I mean, I think that's bad form. I think that's
spoiled.
Bad form.
Left like a spoilt boy.
Oof.
Sorry.
Harsh words from Cundy this evening.
But look, it's showbiz. You're there to be judged. Take it on board. Take it.
Well, I believe our next guest has now just arrived. So shall we play a little song and then we'll get James Bartle in.
Met you on a beach in Barcelona. Spent the whole night talking till the sun came up. Had me feeling like I'd always known you. And I knew I'd never get enough. You were heading back to California. I was kinda hoping you would miss your flight. Never thought that I'd be waiting for you. Now I'm counting down the days and nights. No, I can't stop thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. Can't stop thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. Every night. How we gonna make it till the summer? How we gonna hold on to the love we found? Think about that beach in Barcelona. Call me crazy, but I need you now. I need you now. Until the sun came up. Had me feeling like I'd always known you. And I knew I'd never get enough. No, I can't stop thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. Can't stop thinking about you. I'm thinking about you. Every night. You know.
Didn't like that, Jack.
Oh,
sorry.
You've got an opinion on everything today.
Yes, I do. Because I haven't had enough sleep.
Party girl. We have our second and final guest of the evening, James Bartle, in the studio. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
The CEO and founder of Outland Denim, and some very nice jeans you have on today, which is lucky.
I have to say, they are very nice jeans. I do like nice jeans.
I'm really pleased you like them.
Yeah.
Very nice. How does one find oneself a career in denim?
Ah, look, it was not a career that I was chasing, that's for sure. Yeah, it all came about just looking for Well, actually, it came about after going on a date with my wife to watch the Liam Neeson film Taken.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, although a fictional film, it talked about, you know, girls being stolen and sold, and there was some stats just saying that these things really happen, and it was so confronting to me that I couldn't shake it. And so,
but how does that lead you into making
Denim? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't understand exactly. The link.
Well, I guess I saw. I then travelled through Southeast Asia, and I saw what was happening firsthand on the streets. And I saw a little girl for sale. And again, it was, it was at that time that I went, I want to do something. And if you research the problem and women being trafficked and exploited in this way, it's usually leads back to poverty. So we set about creating a business, and I love denim, and I guess that's how we found ourselves in the fashion industry.
Oh, wow.
And it seems to be going rather well, because Meghan Markle has been wearing your jeans.
Yes, how did Meghan get in your jeans?
It is unbelievable. Look, it's not something that I can even say exactly how it happened, other than a third party gave her some jeans, and she chose to wear them, and I think she wanted to send a message to the world, to be honest.
That they're ethical, that there's a meaning behind them.
Because it's a real unique selling point, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, we've had a lot of recognition for it in the last 6 months, and I think that, you know, somebody like her partnering with us in a roundabout kind of a way has a huge impact, and we saw that on the ground in our facility, and it meant that we employed 15 new girls straight away just from the traction that
she
got for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
15 people with employment that wouldn't have had it otherwise.
That's
simply
really
from her
good.
Wearing them once, hopping off a plane in Dubbo, Australia. Yeah.
She helped
you
sales.
Did you know she was going to wear them beforehand?
No, I didn't.
So, and it was a shock.
It was a shock. I was in Cambodia, and I woke up, my phone was going mental, and our Instagram was going crazy, and our sales were going crazy. We had 1,000% increase in sales in the first 48 hours.
Jeez. So
all down to Meghan just wearing them.
Down to, yeah. And you know, I'd heard about the Meghan effect and didn't know whether it was a real thing, but I can tell you guys that it is a real thing. It really does.
Yeah, the same happened. Remember when Kate first married William? Of course. Kate effect was massive. It still is.
She kept wearing Zara dresses. Yeah. I couldn't ever buy one because they were sold out. I was like, Kate's not wearing them. But so did you make them specially for her, because obviously she's with child?
No, we didn't. And I guess that's something that I'm really proud of, is the fact that we really focused on making a really comfortable jean, and that's through the fabric choices and the construction. And so the fact that she could wear them, and in fact, I've been told she wore them 6 times on that trip. I know that it was over and over and over again, and that was one pair of jeans. So
wow,
they have to be comfortable and durable. So
that's great.
I guess, you know,
that's very true.
I have to say, because when I was pregnant, I wanted to keep my jeans on. The things I can keep with, but the pregnancy jeans were so horrible. I was like, I cannot wear these. They were so ghastly.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. They're not special jeans for pregnant women.
Not at all. We don't actually have a maternity jean, and
maybe something you need to consider.
Yeah, so it's definitely something. If I knew she'd wear them, I'd make them. That's for sure.
Quickly, get to the sewing machine.
So you haven't met her or anything like that?
No, I haven't, but I'd love to.
Yeah, I bet. And now you're over in London for the first time.
Exactly.
Just said. Is that because of what's happened and because the people are paying attention a bit more now?
No, it's not actually. We were shortlisted for an award with Thomas Reuters, and we're here to attend that and speak on a panel there and share about what we do and talk about, you know, stopping and ending slavery. So
that's
great.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So you do a good cause, making amazing clothes. What not to love you about?
And you've come to London at a real busy time. I mean, there's a lot going on in London at the moment.
It is.
I think it is
a great city. It's been such a good experience to see this, and yeah, you just see the way that you all adopt, and I guess it's a country that is willing to accept this kind of a brand and move into this ethical fashion space.
I think it's definitely more on people's minds these days. Everything.
Yeah,
from,
it's making a difference.
What food they put in their bodies to the products they consume, the plastic that they use. You know, I think it's all changing, right?
But, I mean, isn't it incredible that wearing a pair of jeans, Meghan Markle, could just change your whole business?
It's unbelievable, you know, and I think the message that I would love to get to her, and I'm surely one of you guys are friends with her, but you are great. Well, you need to tell her that the impact that she has made is just beyond what she could even believe. You know, if she knew the stories of the women that make these jeans, and the fact that she can give them a new life just by selling more product and exposing us to the world. The fact that I get to be on your show and talk about this to your listeners, I mean, that's what makes the difference.
That is incredible.
So what? So how exactly does it work? Do you give the jobs to these women? Is that how it works?
It is. We spent 5 years developing a business model that would not be a charity, that was about product, that would be genuinely sustainable in every way, and it's built on four things. We give opportunity to women that wouldn't have it otherwise, and then we train them into a job, and we train them as seamstresses. And in that training, they learn to make every part of the jean over about 2.5 years. Most factories, you'll learn how to make one element of it and become good at it. And then we pay living wages, which is very different to minimum wages, and then education. So they'll learn languages, they'll learn about finance, and all these things that we often
That's
take
incredible.
For granted.
That's amazing.
And we found that you can't not have one of those elements for it to have the power. But what it does is empowers them to make the change rather than us to be making the change, and they're no longer dependent on anybody but themselves. So
wow, that is so fantastic. So really Megan amazing. Has made the difference. I'm so pleased I'm sure she wore those jeans.
Yeah.
Who's the person that gave her them? I want to kiss him.
Yeah.
But that's exactly the kind of thing I imagine Megan is probably why she chose them, right? You know, not
imagine.
Only were they comfortable and whatever, but yeah. in her well, mind, she'll want to be making a difference.
I have to say, for someone that has been with her and interviewed to a few times, she's adorable and with a heart of gold. I'm not just saying it because she's married Prince Harry, but she genuinely is. And look, what a difference wearing a pair of jeans. Who would have thought?
It's unbelievable. And look, if we had have wanted somebody or anybody to wear them, she would be at the top of the list because of what she stands for. I've read stuff about her, and you know, just the way that she's always stood up for women's rights and those kinds of things, and which is what we stand for. So she's an amazing ambassador, if I can
How
call her
that. Fantastic. Good for you. I'm so pleased.
So what else will you be doing while you're over here?
I don't know. What is there to do? I mean,
well, you need to go knock on Kensington Palace's door and say thanks.
Go to Buckingham Palace. Well, it's only about 20 minutes from here.
Do you think
here.
They'll let me in?
Yeah. Well, some people climb in.
That's true. Right. Climb up on the balcony.
With
yeah.
a pair of jeans.
Oh,
get
good.
The Queen in some. Come on.
I wonder if the Queen has ever worn jeans. That's
I'd
a good
love
question.
To see her in a pair of jeans.
I reckon she probably did back in the 60s, 70s,
I think
maybe.
She'd look a pair of jeans. She looks good.
Not,
yeah.
not now.
We're going to bring some flares out. Maybe they'll, yeah.
see the Queen in
yeah.
some flares.
Yeah.
But so now what's your next? Is it to get another royal to wear your jeans? What is it, the next?
Look, we just keep doing what we do. We're a very shy brand. We want things to be organic and real in every way. And so the fact that this happened the way it happened was right in line with the way we want our brand to be talked about. And we want people, for us as a brand, we talk about product. We're passionate about denim and premium denim and the fabrics and that we use. But we want everybody else to talk about what's behind the brand and know that people can make a real difference in somebody's life, which flows on way beyond them. If you can give one woman this opportunity, potentially you're helping 10 people, their whole family. And so this is a very powerful
Gosh.
Business model that genuinely changes lives, that genuinely removes women from poverty on their own. So I guess for us, the next thing is just to continue to keep growing our sales and moving that on. And I guess we're here because we're in the foundational stages of wanting to move into England and expand out into the UK. So,
oh, well, I'm going to really
great.
Champion
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I
want,
you. I hope
please,
it works
Kate,
out.
If you're listening, put some on. Look what
yes,
happened with Megan.
Yeah.
Come on,
if Kate is listening. Well,
get your jeans on, babe.
Well,
we'll send you a pair.
Yeah, yeah, thanks so much for coming in. That's
Thank
really
you.
Inspirational. So can we find you online?
You can, yeah. We've got a website. Unfortunately, we're sold out and there's a 4-month wait on getting product.
That's because of Megan.
Thank you,
right?
Megan. Yeah.
Megan, yeah.
But what is your website?
Outland Denim. Yeah, so
Fine.
You can find us there. And yeah, we've got an Instagram, and follow us on Instagram.
I'm going to follow
yeah.
you now.
Yeah, great.
I'm going to get a pair.
well, thanks so much for coming in. Really
thank
appreciate
you very
it.
Much.
Thank you. And thank you, Megan, if you're listening. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
She knows you're presenting, Lizzie. I'm
of
sure
course,
she will.
Of course, of course. Well, what a night. What a show.
What a lovely show. What
it's
a lovely
been a lovely show.
Show.
And Stephen, I hope to see you next week. And birthday boy.
I'm not here next week.
Who's going to
so
be
you
my
can
partner?
Wish me my birthday.
Who's going to be my partner? Tune in and find out.
Yeah, we'll find out next week.
Ah.
Until we'll see you in a fortnight.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Bye.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.